news, weather, sports, farm, cyclones, Cubs, and classic hits. You get it all on KCIM, now broadcasting on 95.1 FM.
Well, it is 8:06 Friday morning. It's John Ryan. It's 8:06 Friday morning. It's John Ryan with you here on KCIM, along with Chantel Grove. And Chantel, we've been talking about the generosity shown by people here in Carroll the last couple of weeks with the $10,000 auction from the Carroll Rotary, the almost $40,000 raised with the flag donations. And now we've got another terrific guest and event that was held last night that raised a terrific amount of money as well.
Yeah, this has been a week for everybody that's been asking for money. Tim Nichols, Executive Director with Family Resource Center, is with us live this morning. You had your 14th annual Fall Affair last night. What was the turnout like?
The turnout was amazing. We anticipate we had at least 350 people there. We're still doing some number counting on that, and think that we raised right around $40,000.
Whoa.
That is an incredible amount. So it's the biggest in your 3 years that you've been there.
It is, yeah. This is the third event that I've been with the Fall Affair, and each year it keeps on getting better and better and bigger and bigger.
Now, you're the executive director, and I'm sure you've worked with other agencies like this in your past career. Anything like the Fall Affair that's happened with other agencies?
John, it's interesting you say that, because I tell everybody I've been doing these types of events for a number of years. I've led other organizations, and by far the Fall Affair that we have here in Carroll is the most enjoyable event that I've have the opportunity to participate in.
It is really a cool event, and it's hosted by a different business every year. That's what kind of sets it apart.
Yeah, I think that is a differential for that event. So last night we were at Reader's. We're at Reader's last night. Fantastic venue. The All Strings Attached participated as well, as they have every year that I've been here as well. They blessed us with their music, and again, the whole atmosphere and the event is fantastic. As I mentioned, Hy-Vee is an amazing corporate sponsor to us. They catered the food for that event. They had a cash bar as well, and everything that Hy-Vee does on the food side is donated 100% back to the organization.
That is terrific. Because by the way, if you don't have the food and drink, nobody's showing up.
That is for sure.
They'll just mail in a check, right? Yeah. So music, food, drink, boom, checked all that off. But you had some fantastic auctions, too.
We did. So Ann Collison was amazing in identifying some auction items that went on a live auction. We had a pair of signed shoes from Zion Williamson. He was the number one draft pick last year out of the Duke University. Nick Nurse, who sits on our board of directors, gave us a lot of amazing Toronto Raptor championship types of materials. We had Volkolson Firearms had donated a weapon that also went to the live auction. And just we had a Hy-Vee also donated an opportunity to take Kevin and Gary home with you, so I think they could. Well, I think they cook.
Do they get to keep them?
Yeah.
And for how long?
I think it's a 24-hour commitment or so. The event again was just amazing. And again, the live auction items. We had a number of silent auction items as well that just will benefit the organization and the people that we're serving in ways that you really can't even quantify.
Yeah. If only Ann Collison could really get out there and be a little more, you know, outgoing, then she'd really be killing it.
She needs to come out of her shell just a skosh.
Yeah, I can't say enough great things about Ann Collison. Beth Glenn as well.
Yes.
Beth is she's one of the pillars of strength that we have within the Fall Affair and our board of directors as well. Kevin Brinks, as we talked about with Hy-Vee, sits on our board, and they really are the muscle behind that. But the rest of our board members, Fran Satterley comes to mind, Hunter Harmony comes to mind as well. They go out and obtain these silent auction items for us, and so they do a lot of the heavy lifting on this event.
It's really cool because it's different every single year.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we have individuals asking us to come back to do it. So last year we were at Colligan. That was an amazing venue as well for us. But we're looking for a new spot for next year. We're always the first Thursday in November. And if you have a business that it might have an interest in that, give us a call.
You only got 364 days to get your business
ready to
host it next year.
That's what I was going to say. What are you, about, you know, 8 hours out of this one? not even done cleaning up.
Probably not.
Venue.
You're exactly right.
You said the night was very poignant when you had one of the clients of the Family Resource Center get up and address the crowd and give her story.
Yeah, it really was a moving moment for the evening. When Macy was able to get up there and tell her story. She was an individual that lives with a disability, was able to articulate her story to the audience. And one of the very first things she'd mentioned is, you know, a year and a half ago, I never would have dreamt that I can be in front of this many people and tell my story. And she went through her story, which it was just amazingly moving to see her go from an individual that lives with a disability, was on a wrong trajectory for herself, was interested in self-harming herself when events didn't go well, to where she is today, where she lives independently, has a job, has a young boy who is absolutely adorable, and is able to provide for her family. And we've transformed her lives, just like we've done. We have 420 to 430 clients at any given time that we work with, and Macy's just one of many examples of lives that we're able to transform.
That is very cool. And you've got a very dedicated staff, and there was also a point last night where you invoked a son of one of your staff members, correct?
Yes, and so it actually is a daughter. So at the Family Resource Center, we have a husband and wife team that work for us, Derek and Brittany, and their daughter was born medically complex, and she's fighting for her life. And so we've started a bit of a campaign. It's Hope for Avery. It's a Team Avery. And we sell T-shirts and bracelets so that we can just give some support to Avery and her family during these very troubling times for that family.
And I know we have talked about this situation in the news before, and some of the comments that we got were how wonderful it was that the Family Resource Center is enveloping this company, or this couple, because they both work for you,
yeah,
both of them.
Yeah, you know, and they're vital assets to the organization, but you can't help but just feel for the family and feel for Avery, and just want to be able to wrap your arms around, as this community always does, whenever you have an event like this, and just provide the love and support that is necessary to be able to make your way through this trying time.
Yeah, that couple is dedicated to helping out others, and now it's their turn to maybe get a little bit of that support back.
Very good point, John, yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is also just an example of what you do and where this money goes.
Yeah, it really is. It does signify. So the monies that are raised for the Fall Affair go to right back into our very community for individuals that have come across difficult times. We shut the office down yesterday at 3 o'clock, and I had a call from an individual who had needed some assistance, and so we were able to navigate that process for her between 3 and 6 when the Fall Affair started, so that she and her 3 children would be supported. But there are other examples, as we've mentioned before, where these dollars help families bring stability back to their family unit. So that the example that I think I've provided very recently is, we have a family in Jefferson, 3 children. One of them is fighting, has cancer, and is in and out of university hospitals quite often, and the mom doesn't want the other two to be their days disrupted, and she doesn't have a great support system over there. So we provide the necessary child care for those 2 children so that mom can focus on the child in need, mm-hmm. and get that child over to Iowa City.
Tim Nichols is the executive director of Family Resource Center. Now, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer here. You just raised $40,000. I mean, what a great day. But you're going into the holiday season. I'm sure it's a critical time for you guys.
Yes.
What other future support can you guys use? If people didn't donate to the Fall Affair, they can certainly help you out through the holidays. I know that.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, John. We have, as I mentioned, we have 410 to 420 clients at any given time. Many of those clients don't have the means to provide the type of Christmas that they'd like for their children. So we have family names at our office. If you individually or your organization has an interest in providing a Christmas for a family that's in need, please contact our office or swing by there and pick up one of the tags so that we can bring a little cheer to individuals that are a little bit less fortunate than what the 3 of us are.
Yeah, it's very cool. All the people you serve and able to serve, Chantel, like you said, you know, if somebody calls up that day, hours later, they get some support, they get some service.
They are, and it's not just people that are considered to be, as we said before, indigent. This is you, me, anybody else who comes upon a difficult point in their life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I think a lot of people, just the way society is now, you're one paycheck away from having to choose between paying rent and paying your utilities and keeping those on for your children. And so we provide, these dollars provide a gap for those individuals. It's really a hand up. We don't consider it a handout. Everything's very well vetted to make sure, you know, there are some people out there that might try to take advantage of that situation. situation, but we vet that very, very closely to make sure that the funds that are being dispersed are go for the intended reason.
Yeah. I would like to go out on a limb right now and nominate Chantel's house as next year's site.
Oh,
how about that, Chantel? Are you going to take me up on that?
It's not quite within the Carroll community.
You got a space big enough for that, don't you?
Yeah, my garage, maybe.
Well, she lives on a big estate. Let's not kid
estate.
Ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. I think they call it around here an acreage.
Oh. Yeah. you will be looking for that. How soon will you know like next year's location and things like that? Are they already kind of looking ahead?
Well, it probably won't be until maybe late summer or so. But we're very interested in hearing from anybody that might have an interest in that. And maybe we could lock it in a little bit earlier. But it seems like each year that I've been here, it just seems that maybe we figure that out in the July-August range. And
I'm sure Ann and Beth have a hit list right now.
I'm sure they do.
You're on our radar.
That's right.
Once again, Tim Nichols, the executive director of the Family Resource Center. Congratulations, $40,000 raised last night, 14th annual Fall Affair, number 15. Looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you so much for having us today.
Yeah, we'll get an exact number from them later today and put that out there.
All right. Thanks once again to Tim Nichols for joining us here this morning on KCIM.